If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we've got Darren on the phone. He recently wingmanned for his buddy at a Renaissance fair. And his blind date there was a woman named Melissa. He says they had a great time together, checking out the medieval merch, drinking mead. But things got a little weird when they did some playful jousting using foam lances. Because Darren lost to Melissa in the first round, got knocked off his perch. So he was embarrassed and came back, went full Sir Galahad on his date.
What's that?
I think we know what that means.
It's famous knight from the Renaissance times.
Galahad? Never heard of it.
Okay, well,
talk about Sir Arthur. That's what I'm talking about. Merlin, baby.
Okay, well, Darren knows who Sir Galahad was, and he channeled that and, you know, basically beat the crap out of Melissa with the foam lance. So he's worried maybe he got a little too intense in the moment, and that could be the reason that she's been blowing him off. Is that right, Darren?
That is right, yeah. Pretty much recapped it pretty well.
He liked it all.
He's still laughing, thinking about the memory of knocking her to the ground.
Well, and it's like, it sounds like you were kind of intimidated that she was a collegiate athlete to me. I mean, Alexis was a collegiate athlete on our show.
That's,
I mean,
true.
Do dudes get really competitive with you because they knew you'd...
I mean, if I was to get beat by a guy, though, like, I wouldn't stop till I can try to beat him. So I think you have a good chance of getting her back.
Oh, she just wants
so that she can joust you again.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. Okay.
I love that.
Good.
Okay, well, let's give her a call and find out what the reason is. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Melissa?
Yeah.
Hi, Melissa. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a second to talk with us?
I guess. This is strange.
Sorry, I know it's a little bit weird, but I'm here with my co-hosts, Brooke and Jose.
Hey!
And Alexis is here, too.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. What is this about?
This is about a segment that we do called the Second Date Update. It's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to your date for you to try and figure out the reason why they're ghosting.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I mean, it makes sense.
It doesn't.
I don't know who would be calling you about me, but okay.
Well, the guy that emailed us, maybe you don't recognize him in his normal clothes, but maybe he's wearing his knight costume.
Okay. It sounds familiar.
Okay.
It still sounds crazy, but it's...
Yeah. I'm talking about Darren.
Mm-hmm.
That you went to the Renaissance fair with?
Yes, we did. We did that.
Okay. The reason that Darren reached out to us is because he says he had a great time hanging out with you, but afterwards you've been blowing him off, and he's not quite sure why.
Well, first of all, I think it's crazy that he's reaching out to get in touch with me. That is beyond. But yeah. I'm going to go along with this and say, yes, we had a good time. It was great.
Well, if you had a good time, how come you're not calling him back then?
Is it because he got a little too competitive when he was jousting you? I mean, he told us that you took him down and his little male ego got hurt. And so he got up and maybe got a little too competitive.
Yes, he did. He did get competitive. And I mean, you know, I'm competitive too, so I definitely understand the spirit of retaliation.
Okay.
And I also understand how fragile the male ego is. So, you know, I let him win a couple, you know, after that, you know.
Oh, you let him win.
Oh, he didn't know
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Was that a turnoff? Was that like why you don't like
him? No, I mean, I'm used to that. I'm a woman, so I'm used to
that. Yeah, right.
So it wasn't terrible. We laughed a lot. It was cool. But we were like walking around and stuff, and he said something to me that threw me off.
Okay.
At the time, I didn't really know. So I said to him that I had never been to a Renaissance festival, which I hadn't.
Okay.
He said that he had never been to a Renaissance festival, which I didn't find unusual because it's not like people go to those all the time. I guess I don't know.
All right.
He said that he hadn't been to that type of festival, but he had been to a fairy festival.
A fairy festival?
Oh. Like elves and fairies? Is that what you mean?
No, like fairy. Like,
oh, being
like
furry. A
furry.
Like
way
furries.
Way different.
That's not the same.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Furries where you dress up in the big animal costumes and they say it's not necessarily a sexual thing, but you...
It is,
but
though.
The romance happens.
Well, based on... Okay, so I didn't know what that was, but I was just like, you know, okay, I was just going to take that home because I'd like to Google things. So silhouette when
oh,
I
God.
Got
oh,
oh,
you're in for so
it. I looked into it, like, what kind of festival is this? Thinking, like, well, maybe we could do that the next time, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you could.
So I looked it up, and I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. And totally. So
I guess I don't need to tell y'all. You said it's like a festival for, you know.
I think they
like,
call them conventions.
Orgies.
I don't know that they always are, though, because I had a girlfriend stay at a hotel once that had a furry convention going on.
She hooked up with one, didn't she?
No, but there was, like, schedules for, like, nap time in the lobby where they would all go cuddle together. What? And she said when you would get in the elevator with them, they would all pack in together because they like to be really close and tight together.
I don't think this is normal.
Oh, really? Was it really your friend, quote unquote? I have this weird friend. And I just happen to know all the details about the convention from what she told me. Obviously, I didn't go.
I think it's fascinating.
Okay, but for you, Melissa,
I've heard that it's not always sexual. That's what I'm saying.
But for you, Melissa,
what I read was quite sexual, and it was quite freaky and a little bit too freaky for me. And I'm like, you know, if we go out, I don't want him trying to, you know, put me in some
bunny
You don't want to be a little panda bear?
No, I didn't want this to escalate into anything that I was not comfortable with, so I just decided that I wasn't going to call him back, that's all.
I'm sorry, I know that you don't like escalating things, but I have to escalate this conversation just a little bit and let you know, Darren has actually been on the other line listening, and he heard everything that you said.
Why would y'all set me up like that?
I'm sorry!
That's part of the show!
He was desperate!
Darren, take off your giant squirrel head, are you still there?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I am still here. I am.
Did you hear what Melissa said? Why she's freaked out?
I did. I'm like, I actually forgot that I even brought that up. It was just like not even a thing for me. It was just like a silly little, you know, wingman date kind of experience, similar to this like Ren Faire thing.
You wingmaned at a furry convention too?
Who are you hanging out with? I think it's fun.
It was not pitched to me as a furry festival. It was pitched to me as like an animal costume thing.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, like, I was curious, and there were some really interesting behaviors going on, and I was just sort of a fly on the wall.
Melissa, are you listening to him? I mean, I think it sounds like he went to this thing once, he wanted to see what it's about, check it out. I mean, I don't think he's going to put you in a puppy costume anytime soon.
Yeah, I could have overreacted. You know, Google will have you doing that, though.
Yeah, it's like,
you're right.
But, Darren, did you participate? I know you were a wingman, but did you participate in any of the extracurricular, you know, like
oh, my God.
The adult stuff.
I get what you're asking, Melissa, and I'm so embarrassed that I have to answer this, but no, I did not participate. I watched some interesting stuff go on, but I did not do any of it.
Okay.
I think that it's cool, Melissa.
Don't you think just watching people do weird stuff is maybe worse than just participating?
Guys.
No, I don't.
Kink shame,
okay? Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's wrong with just bars?
Okay.
I know people have to go to these places.
You do go to bars, but you're dressed like a squirrel.
Yeah.
People watching is okay, but, you know.
That's a little different, though.
At least he didn't wingman at BronyCon. Then it'd be a different story, maybe.
I'd still be okay with that.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is. What is BronyCon?
Don't Google anything anymore.
Oh,
I'm like, you know, I can't believe that I'm letting you all let me know that I'm a square. This is terrible.
Well, hold on. Maybe
maybe
we can round you out a little bit because we want to offer to send you on another date with Darren and we'll pay for it. Yeah. Doesn't have to be to any convention, maybe just a normal dinner date.
That might be a better, like, reset.
Yeah, you could start by wearing a wig, and then we'll build up to, like, more and more of a costume thing. Oh, Darren loves it.
Yeah, there you go.
He's trying to watch. Okay, as long as he wears one, too.
Okay.
Oh, so that's a yes.
That is a yes.
Oh, all right.
Yay!
I think that's awesome.
Congratulations, right. Darren. You got your second date.
We did it. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Melissa, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed until he takes off the giraffe costume.
Oh, my gosh.
You say he's overcompensating.
A little bit.